Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us right now is Ron Meyer. Ron is a supervisor on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Vince. How you all doing?
Good morning.
Doing great. This is an exciting day in Virginia. This governor's race is receiving national attention. What are you looking for as far as turnout? Are we talking high turnout, average turnout, which you would expect for a governor's race? Or are you expecting really big turnout?
Mary, if people turn out while it's still not raining, it could be okay. I mean, usually Virginia, we're used to voting every year. So these off-year elections are getting higher and higher turnout. But obviously, it's an off year. It's 2017, and so it's going to be lower than last year, but it'll probably be higher than some off-year elections in the past. What I will say is that people don't seem to be particularly motivated, especially on the Democrat side where you'd expect it. And that's where a lot of the coverage has been focused. You have people, basically you have Democrat political experts now admitting that there's no energy just because, you know, Ralph Northam, he's about as boring as you could get. I had a friend tell me that Ralph Northam is so boring that if he had a fireside chat, the fire would go out. And so the motivation, I think, on the Democrat side in particular is pretty low. On the Republican side, I think people are feeling a little bit of a second wind because of tax reform. They're saying, hey, maybe they'll finally get something done. And so there's a lot of excitement, I think, around that. And so we'll have to see what happens.
You think tax reform is driving people to vote for Ed Gillespie?
I think that tax reform is getting Republicans to tune back into politics when people were particularly frustrated. I think Ed Gillespie has basically put a lot of his focus on trying to turn out the base, running ads about MS-13, running ads about immigration, when Ed Gillespie hasn't really been focused on those issues throughout his career. I mean, he's one of those people, this is what he did. He put out 20 big policy ideas. And if you read them, they're really well done. He sat down with people who are actually implementing these ideas or been trying to implement these ideas in Virginia and had big policy committees with people in the House of Delegates and the state Senate and local government people like me. And he got us all to help him draft the best policy solutions to Virginia. Now, does he actually think people are going to read all 20? But no, they exist and they're good. But that doesn't necessarily get people super fired up necessarily. You know, well, if it was me, I probably would have recommended him to run on transportation. But he ran on a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people care about the policies. But what's gotten people really fired up has been the last week of jockeying, and especially sort of the unforced errors that have come out of the left. It started with that Latino Victory Fund ad. It was predated by Ralph Northam's decision to attack Ed Gillespie and Donald Trump as white nationalists. There was sort of a series of like very heightened rhetoric that's led to, I think, a counterreaction that many Republicans and conservatives have been, enough, this is not what I want. And all of a sudden, this became a very hot election.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, Ed Gillespie is about as soft-spoken and as unifying as you can get. I mean, he was building diversity coalitions before diversity coalitions were a thing in the Republican Party. And so for a lot of people like me who have supported him over the years, when you're called, a part of a hate group, and as I've been particularly excited about Donald Trump, I'm excited about some of the policies he's putting forward, for sure. But a lot of us are really excited about Ed Gillespie. So we're called a bunch of haters when we're associated with people like Charlottesville. It is frustrating, and this Latino Victory Fund ad particularly was frustrating to me because it had a Loudoun County sticker in the window, right? And it looked like somebody was driving through Sterling, Virginia. And if you remember last year, Nabra Hassan was murdered brutally, likely by, we know the guy was associated with a gang, but it was probably MS-13. And so the fact that somebody from MS-13 actually murdered a Muslim girl in Muslim garb, and it wasn't some Ekalesi supporter, it wasn't some white voter. I mean, that really is, I think, the what this race has become about, because not only you have that murder, you also have other murders throughout Northern Virginia from MS-13. And the Northam campaign simply didn't take them seriously. Instead, you have their campaign and their allies saying that basically that white voters are the problem and that we're all a bunch of hateful people. And when really it's quite the opposite. I mean, I think that the folks, especially here in Loudoun County, we embrace our diversity. We love the fact that people have come here from all over the world and are creating so much success here in Northern Virginia. And Ed Gillespie's the same way, and that's how he's run his campaign. I think these ads have been absolutely I think you're probably right. They might be the biggest force of turning Republicans out last minute.
Let's talk about the lieutenant governor race, where you've got Jill Vogel running against Justin Fairfax. Justin Fairfax being left off a lot of those flyers. Do you think that's going to affect his chances of winning?
Well, it was just, you have to remember, it's a pretty small batch, but the fact is that it happened. And so it left them with a catch-22. So these unions didn't endorse Justin Fairfax, and they asked for literature, and Northam printed it for him without Justin Fairfax. And so either by printing that literature, Ralph Northam has to make one of two things. Either Justin Fairfax is too radical to be associated with him, or second, he has to admit that he doesn't want the first African-American candidate on for lieutenant governor on the Democrat side on his literature.
Third, Ron, he can admit that union pressure is the reason he left Justin Fairfax off that flyer.
Or he could do that. But what he's done is, you know what he did, though, Vince? I mean, I think you're right. The third answer is probably the reasonable answer. But what he did when he was asked that question on MSNBC is he said you have to ask Justin Fairfax. And that's just not a great answer for a campaign to put out. And so, you know, the problem is that Justin Fairfax is kind of the voice of the Democrat base in Virginia. I mean, he's with Bernie. He's sort of the voice of the new Democrat. And so for Northam to basically to say that we don't really particularly want to defend him is actually, I think, pretty damaging for not just this campaign, but for the future of campaigns, because it really demotivated a lot of the folks for the base to show up for the top of the ticket.
Is there any local race, real quickly, in 30 seconds, that we should be paying attention to that's not the top of the ticket races here?
Yeah, the big ones, Tad Grayson in the 32nd District, Ryan, Suba Cola versus incumbent John Bell in the 87th, Jim Lemunyan. These guys, it's all going to be very, very close for the Republicans up here. There's about five races in Northern Virginia that are going to be hair tight, but especially those three that I mentioned. Those will be the ones that we'll be staying up late to watch.
All right. A lot of us will be. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you stopping by, Ron Meyer, Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.